Spanish FM reiterates NATO ally U.S. can't use its bases for Iran war. By Christian K. Caruso on May 13, 2026. Spain's refusal to allow the United States, its NATO ally, to use its military bases for the war in Iran remains in place. Foreign Minister José Manuel Albares reiterated Tuesday. The Spanish socialist government led by Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez has stood out as one of the fiercest critics of the United States' military actions against the Iranian regime, which Sánchez has accused of being absurd, cruel, and illegal conflict. In line with its opposition to the United States' actions against Iran, the Spanish government barred the U.S. planes from utilizing the Spanish military bases in Rota, Cádiz and Morón de la Frontera, Seville. Additionally, the Spanish government prohibited U.S. aircraft stationed in third countries from passing through Spanish airspace. The White House responded to the prohibitions in March by firmly stating that the U.S. does not need Spain's help or anyone else to achieve its goals against Iran. Speaking to Politico, Albares affirmed that Spain is committed to its international treaties and will not abandon them, but stressed that the European nation will not be forced to renounce its principles, defending Spain's refusal to allow the U.S. to use its military bases. Despite its stance against the Iran war, Albares asserted to Politico that Spain wants its relationship with the U.S. to move forward without recounting its principles, noting that Spain was one of the very few countries that sent troops to help the United States to become a nation and to get independence. We stick to our values and we defend the interests of our citizens. That's the only thing that really guides me, Albares said. The use of the Rota and Morón de la Frontera, the foreign minister pointed out to Politico, comes from an agreement between both countries that must be in compliance with international law and the UN Charter. He argued that, since the ongoing conflict in Iran is a unilateral war, in which none of the NATO members were consulted or informed about. As such, he claimed that neither Spain nor any country does not know what is going on. Even more reason to act and defend the interests of our citizens, Albares asserted. President Trump has made his disappointment with NATO and other allies clear, White House spokesperson Anna Kelly told Politico in response. Europe benefits tremendously from the tens of thousands of United States troops stationed in Europe, yet requests to use military bases in order to defend American interests were denied, Kelly pointed out. The president has effectively restored America's standing on the world stage and strengthened relationships abroad. But he simultaneously will never allow the United States to be treated unfairly and taken advantage of by so-called allies, she concluded. On the subject of Spain's opposition to the war in Iran, Albares claimed that his country's positions have become mainstream within the EU. He asserted to Politico that while Spain was the first to oppose a loan to the conflict, it took a month for everyone in Europe to espouse the same stance as Spain. Why? Because it's what makes sense to the interest of our citizens, European citizens, not only Spanish citizens, and to our values, European values, Albares affirmed. In addition to his defense of Spain's refusal to allow the U.S. to use its military bases, Albares told Politico this week that Spain is calling for the creation of a European army that would allegedly allow Europe to stop depending on the United States to defend itself. Spain's calls for a EU army notably stand in light of Spain's notorious lack of cooperation in fulfilling its defense spending contributions to NATO, as the country ranks among the worst contributors to the bloc.